makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the Sunday game day edition. We have the weekend wrap-up from the Texans' 31-27 win over the New Orleans Saints. Coach Gary Kubiak tells us what he liked and what he didn't like from the game. Plus, we'll hear from quarterback Matt Schaub. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. Chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Kubiak couldn't help but like the play of his quarterbacks. Matt Schaub and Sage Rosenfeld combined to engineer 5 scoring drives and go 20 for 24. QB Alex Frank also held his own in his rookie debut.
Well, they were exceptional. You know, all three of them, just looking at these numbers, I think they were 21 or 25, but played extremely well. And the young kid handled himself good at the end of the game, picked up a good third down, but, you know, I think Kyle's doing a great job with them, and, you know, they played extremely well today.
Any questions about Schaub's ability as a starter were answered. He finished with 187 passing yards in the first half and found a rhythm with wideout Kevin Walter, who had 100 receiving yards.
I only took one hit. I only felt knocked down one time, and it was barely even a hit. So, yeah, it felt great out there. You know, it's great to get out there and compete against somebody else and play in a game and move the ball and do well.
Rookie Steve Slayton stole the spotlight on the ground. He led the team in carries with 13 for 57 yards. And he should start getting reps with the first team this week.
Slayton, starting with him, he played pretty darn well, John. He's a player that's getting continuously better. Every time we go out, he's a much better player this week than last week. He was better in protections.
The head coach was not as excited about his run defense, which he said played in spurts and had trouble containing Reggie Bush.
Defensively, I thought we played in spurts. You know, we did some good things, held up well at times when we were in trouble early in the game, late in the game. But the bottom line is we've got to do a better job of stopping the run. We lost contain on especially Reggie there a couple times. We've got to do a better job against the run. We continue to search for some pressure. We've moved some people around from week one to week two. We'll continue to do that to give some guys some opportunity to step up and put some pressure on the quarterback.
The special teams unit also needs players to step up and make plays. Roster spots will be earned with special teams play.
Looking at the special teams, you know, there is some disappointment there. You know, we're looking for more guys to step up. I think Harry Williams has been, you know, the ultimate bright spot on special teams. He's been consistent. He's making a big push for us to find a roster spot for him on this team just by how well he's playing on special teams.
Last, some of the biggest news coming out of Sunday is that Andre Johnson should play against Dallas next Friday. So on that note, as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.